This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on as we always kick off the week with a completed pass. Well, if you know what I mean. It's getting to be a lot like Christmas, if you know what I mean. The internet is heated up. It's super heated. Everybody's buying and selling off of the big A company. A-listed company, I guess you could say. And it's going to be a wonderful Christmas, actually. I think it is. Even though there's a lot of trials and tribulations that are brewing in our own country. And, of course, that's what we're here for you, anyway, to talk about all the different things that are happening in our country right now and around the world. And parlez-vous français? Parlez-vous français? You have for the fifth week in a row, more protests in France for the yellow vesters, which have been adopted by the new Californians, because it's all the same thing that everybody's struggling against, the globalist. And what's happening in France is happening in New California. What's happening in New California? Well, guess what? You know, the shedding of the old ways of old California. That's all happening around the world, believe it or not. You know, we are a global community, right? Of course, that's what they want you to believe, is that we're a global community. And that's what they want us all to, capitulate to. But Californians, new Californians, and Americans are not doing that. And even the French are not doing that. They're not taking a knee to the totalitarians, which is a wonderful thing to see. So you're living in very, very good times in that respect. But there's a lot of things going on like I said, they're in the wings. I look forward to the new year. There's going to be, at the very beginning of the new year, everybody's going to be celebrating my birthday with, of course, fireworks displays, football games, parades, and the like. And I really I really appreciate that. Just sort of a little chatty. My birthday is January 1st, see? So everybody celebrates my birthday. It's sort of a selfish thing on my part. I'm sure you can appreciate that. It took me years to kind of get over that. I just walked around as a normal human being, just not thinking that my birthday of January 1st had any kind of significance. Well, it did to me, obviously, and to my family and my parents. But, you know, you never put it. So I just decided to take it upon myself. Oh, yeah, they're all doing it for me. It's all about me. Anyway, and of course, it's certainly not. Anyway, welcome to the show. Like I said, you can visit our website, 821R.com, 821R.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Now, for those of you that have been puckered up, I mean puckered up about the fact that our podcasts perhaps haven't been up to date, they are up to date now. I've been getting texts and emails and telephone calls. The Sunday Slam yesterday. Pow, you didn't put up your podcast. All right. We'll check with the staff on that. But they are all up there, and I've been immediately, and I appreciate it, immediately getting thank yous through Facebook, which is it's amazing world, isn't it? I mean, all the different points of light that you reach out there, especially in a radio program. So I really appreciate you listeners out there egging me on to make sure that we're up to date, and we'll be definitely talking to our broadcast staff about making sure those things get up in a timely manner. You know, sometimes there's glitches, actually, that we experience. So, no, I know that's a lame excuse. If we had 100% of our equipment working all the time, yeah, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, so we got a lot of things going on. The president, of course, is he going to be president much longer? Is he going to make it past the 2020 elections? I think so. I think he has Schumer and the Dems completely, and Nancy Pelosi, befuddled at this point. Remember, he has the Senate and the presidency. They have just the House. Let's keep these things in mind. Michael Flynn is going to be supposedly sentenced tomorrow. Don't be surprised if the case is thrown out. I don't know what's going to happen. I know that it should, in my opinion, based upon all the facts that I've seen, it should be thrown out. The prosecution really hasn't made a convincing statement or case, if you will, against Michael Flynn. And they've been caught in a lie, and it looks like the judge may throw it out. So because of the lying, basically, that's been done, the deception, they deceived Michael Flynn, and Comey even admitted that they took advantage of the situation of a new staff coming in to catch him in a trap, and in a perjury trap that they made up. So, you know, I have a feeling that the judge may throw it out, and if that's the case, then Mueller looks even worse than he possibly is. Now, Robert Mueller, of course, is trying to get everything he possibly can on the, outskirts, if you will, on the skirting of this whole situation with the Russia probe. And if he can make it last one more day, that's a great thing for Robert Mueller and the left. That's the way they look at it. We just need it to last one more day and one more day and one more day and one more day. And, of course, I think the Trump is actually turning off the money spigot to this whole investigation some way. Somebody had told me that. So I think we're going to start to see some resolution to this happening very, very quickly. And then, of course, now there is this looming showdown about will the government be shut down? And it's not the entire government. It's just only portions of the government. They have to pass a continuing resolution to make that go. And, of course, in that negotiation that's going on right now, and that seems to be the big story. In that negotiation that's going on right now, you've got, the border wall. $5 billion to fund the wall. You know, it's really amazing, and I've been seeing these things pop up on the Facebook memes and so on. And it's very, very true. Just to bring it out and put it out there again, we had somebody actually speak about this last week, and I can't remember who it is, but right offhand. But I'm going to go from the statement that I saw on my Facebook post again this morning, that you have to remember something, that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer didn't say anything about Obama giving $150 billion to the Iranians, right? So that they could spend all that money on making IEDs and so on, I mean, and all the things and creating terrorism all around the world. They didn't say anything about that. But they won't let us be protected by a border wall down south. You know, I'm very much an anti-wall person, generally speaking. And I visited the actual Berlin Wall. And I saw that wall. I was offended by it because it was keeping people pinned in like a jail on the eastern side, in East Europe. It was a divisive wall in Berlin that was basically keeping people in, quote, as they told me over there at the time, like caged animals. We were treated like caged animals in East Berlin by the East Germans, all throughout East Germany. And that wall had to come down. It was Ronald Reagan's timing and his comment that tear down this wall. It was, of course, the wall did come tumbling down, and it came tumbling down November 9th, 1989. Next year, we're going to come up to an anniversary of that, 30 years afterwards, and I can remember it vividly, that whole thing, the run-up to the wall coming down. So I am offended by a wall. And I'm very much offended by the fact that we have to put up a wall. And here's those terms I'm using. We have to put up the wall because we have to defend ourselves. We have to defend our border from those people that are flooding and invading us right now. It's an invasion, and no one can stop it except a wall. Now, it would be nice if we had the cooperation of all the different governments down south, and there were thriving economies in all those different locations. But for a number of different reasons, which we've touched upon here, none of those countries have those economies. Because there are those that are thieves in the night that destroy those economies down there. And that's something that we need to remedy. And only the United States of America can do that. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be what are we going to do? Just kidding. We're going to be discussing. I can't. I'm lost for words. James Comey. Shocking. James Comey. Mr. Liar himself. You just kind of wonder why we just can't snag these people and throw, you know, do the right things. I get this all the time because I'm on the radio. Why didn't Trump do this? Why doesn't Trump do that? Why doesn't lock him up? well, you know, there's a lot to what really goes on. If you're the president, or if you're the head cheese, if you will, about your bureaucracies underneath you. And that's one of the things when you're a bureaucrat, you learn about, you know, the bureaucracies underneath you, because it's the bureaucracies underneath you that will take you down the swamp themselves. They will suck you up, and all of a sudden you're now in the swamp over your head. Ah, get it? So you have to basically go gingerly. To some degree, of course, asking Donald Trump to be gingerly is like, you know, trying to shut off a rocket as it's being launched and just turn it off. Cure. That's just not going to happen. So you have this basic conflagration that's happening right now in Washington with the deep state, and how deep and deep and deep it is. It is absolutely phenomenally deep. We understand that. And that's a huge onion. The huge stinking onion is in Washington, D.C., and also Sacramento, California. Another point of light for those meandering through the darkness is, of course, Sacramento, California. That's why New California is being formed. So anyway, the swamp is massive. The swamp is thick and deep and it's yucky, and, you know, it's all kinds of stuff that's happening. And so the president has to go very, very... Well, he's walking softly but carrying a big stick. So when the things pop up, he can bash them down, which he does, and he's going to continue to. And then also, you have to be kind of strategic about what you're doing about draining the swamp and who you drain, who you don't drain, who you're, you know, playing one against the other and all that good stuff. That's just all part and parcel, I think, of being the president. So I get these refrains all the time from people. He's got to fire them. Why did... So and I wonder, too, sometimes, but... You know, I understand the breadth of the bureaucracy. What I'm hoping for is that there's going to be a slaying the dragons moment for this president. Now, my thoughts are very, very simple. I can remember when Bill Clinton, and it never made sense to me at the time. I was shocked by it. When Bill Clinton became president, the first thing he did is he fired all the attorneys in the Justice Department. Aha, talk about a Saturday night massacre. He just fired him. He got, you know, he was elected, he just fired them all. Really? So just, and I want you to, of course, doesn't that make sense today? I mean, everybody says, well, you got to run the government, you know. So you have to have all these attorneys that are loyal to Ronald Reagan in there. So leave them in there. They'll support you, sure. Well, Clinton didn't do that. He just got rid of them all. Doesn't that make a lot of sense now to do that to what's left of the remaining swamp? Now, a lot of people have left Justice. They've made their lives so miserable, they've left, of course, and McCabe and all this. So this, and he's rearing his ugly head. McCabe goes right into this, is Andrew McCabe now. He goes right into the whole thing about Michael Flynn and all the problems with that. And, of course, the injustices that have been unfolding there. But, you know, my point is that it's about time to get rid of all of them. All those, just anybody in sight, just get rid of them. Anybody who's a holdover from Obama or Clinton or Bush, just get rid of them. Period. Fire them. They're gone. And the president can do that. I think that, and then what does that do? It leaves Mueller naked. Now, that's a bad visual, isn't it? Robert Mueller III naked. Well, you know, for that's called sending him a signal, obviously, because he'd get a whole new boss who probably would really, really, really scrutinize everything that he's doing. Now, and you think that it's so far-fetched, you got to remember something. Who confirms the new people in justice in the FBI? Hello? Who confirms a new attorney general? That's why we have sort of a recess appointment right now in Whitaker as the department who took over after Jeff Sessions. Because, yes, you got it. It's the Senate. And right now, Trump owns the Senate. So easy confirmation for these people is going to be the order of the day, just like all these back orders of judges. See, the problem that the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and Schumer have is that Trump has the Senate. So the judges, all these judges, we got hundreds of judgeships that need to be filled. Well, guess what? They're going to get filled. It's going to rock this nation in the next 2 years. The conservative judges that will be filling those slots is the worst nightmare on the planet for the Democrats. And Trump knows that. And we need to be comfortable in that, that that's what's going to happen. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to change the complete direction of this country. I mean, and there's going to be, I predict there's going to be a breaking up of the Ninth Circuit Court of Schlemiels. I mean, appeals. I really believe that is going to happen. I really believe, I think there's, because you see, in California, the Ninth Circuit, totally controlled by San Franciscoites, and totally controlled by their religious convictions over the Constitution. There's no doubt about it. So this is something that's going to be broken up. Well, it might be broken or left just to wither in old California, the Ninth Circuit, because, you know, you conceivably form a 51st state. You've got to have another circuit court of appeal. That's what will happen. There'll be another circuit court of appeals, and, of course, that will emanate, how the districting thing is going to be. Right now, everything kind of comes out of the third district, which is in Sacramento, that goes to San Francisco. You know, that's the way the system works. I don't know if with how it would be configured, but it would be configured. So you're going to get a whole new conservative wing, if you will, of the judiciary out in the West. Now, that is going to make an impact upon everything else that's going on. It's going to minimize what? It's going to minimize that leftist thinking that we have that comes out of the Ninth Circuit. And, of course, that's going to be a dynamic change in this nation's, in everything that is in this nation. And just as it will be when there's another dynamic change when New California comes about, another dynamic change when New Nevada comes about, another dynamic change when New Illinois comes about. And now there's the New Amsterdam movement or New York, right? But new is going to be new. And it's going to be exciting, and it's going to really change the complete dynamics of this country. And it will change it and minimize the extremist globalists. Because, you see, they don't like borders. And the last time I checked, if you got a new California, that's a border. If you got a new new Illinois, that's another border. And if you've got new Nevada, that's another border. And what about New Oregon? Okay, guys, I just outed you. New Oregon. Something to think about. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, welcome back to Fox and Friends. First, former FBI Director James Comey returns to Capitol Hill for a second round of closed-door hearings on the Russia investigation. But this time, lawmakers are expected to grill him over the explosive allegations made by General Mike Flynn, as well as the dossier briefing material that was just released by the FBI. Here with a preview of today's testimony is attorney and legal affairs reporter at the Washington Times, Alex Warrior. Thank you so much for joining us. We love having you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So what surprised you most in terms of the dossier material that came out over the weekend that was supplied to President Trump?
There's a couple different elements. First, they did not name Christopher Steele. They just alluded to him, talking about an individual who works in counterintelligence and owns his own firm. And they also didn't disclose the source of the funding. We have come to find out that he was paid by Hillary Clinton's campaign through Fusion GPS, and that was not something that was disclosed whatsoever. It did say that he was paid for the information, but it did not say what source.
Yeah, Alex, and I wanted to stick with that just a moment before you go to your next point. We can pull that up as you were just referencing it. This part of the summary is called Annex A. And as you just mentioned, he does not mention Michael Steele specifically. He says the source is an executive of a private business intelligence firm and a former employee of a friendly intelligence service who has been compensated for previous reporting over the past 3 years. The source collected this information on behalf of private clients and was not compensated for it by the FBI. So why is it significant that it was not made clear to President Trump who this was and who paid him?
Well, I think it raises two questions. First, you know, if you're briefing the president of the United States, I think it's important to show the credibility and what you're dealing with, whether it's opposition research or comes from an unbiased source. And so, you know, discovering who actually funded this, why there was an interest in getting this material would be important for the president to know. And not only that, we saw in his previous testimony, it was roughly a 7-hour interview behind closed doors, and now he's returning again today, that this is something that he had had memory lapses about in terms of what he said to the president and also what was put in the FISA application before the FISA court. Right. And so I'm not sure if we're going to see lawmakers maybe use this information to try to refresh his memory today and maybe get more information about what he did tell the federal judge.
What would be the purpose of not providing that information to the president? Because clearly it was not provided for a reason.
You know, I think if we're going to ask James Comey, he said that he originally thought the funding came from a Republican source that, you know, during the primary, and then later he learned that it was a Democratic source. So maybe it was the timing of that when he did discover the funding source. But at this point, you know, I think that, you know, trying to make sure that if you have a target in investigation, only giving them a limited amount of information may have been what he was going for.
So a couple other things, though. Let's get into wiping these phones cleans of all these text messages between Peter Strzok and Page. Do you think he'll be questioned about that?
He could. Now, the IG report did say that there was, I think it was roughly 20,000 texts that had been wiped clean when those two agents were released from the Mueller's team. And so they thought initially that they had lost those text messages. They did recover some. So, you know, I don't know if he'll be quizzed since he had already been fired from the FBI at the time, but they could ask him, you know, whether this was proper process that was followed or, you know, look for anything there that could be a little iffy in terms of trying to get rid of some of those controversial texts we've seen in the past.
And speaking of proper process, the interview with General Flynn, do you expect him to be questioned more about that today?
Absolutely. You know, we've been seeing a lot of coverage about an interview he gave where he said in other administrations he wouldn't have been able to send FBI agents over just to the White House to talk to an administration official, that they would have had to go through the White House counsel's office. So the fact that he admitted that, I think, is going to be a line of questioning he'll have to face. There's been a back and forth about whether or not the whole guilty plea situation will end up being overturned just because of the way that he was sat down with no lawyer present. You know, Michael Flynn's team says that he should have been warned not to lie to the investigators, whereas Mueller's team says, you know, this gentleman has been in the armed forces. He's worked in prior administrations. He knows not to lie to federal investigators.
Yeah, even there was a memo written by then FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, who says that he, quote, explained that I thought the quickest way to get this done was to have a conversation between Flynn and the agents only. So definitely that will probably be a line of questioning. Alex, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Let's talk about Flynn here now. He's in a call me. The setup was that as the Trump administration was coming in and Flynn was brand new, the White House counsel was bypassed, if you will, because Comey understood the dynamics of an incoming president and the bureaucracies that lie within the White House. And you know, the White House General Counsel was not consulted by Comey. They just sent in Andrew McCabe. McCabe came in and basically asked a few questions. And it's these questions and the answers, in a very casual sense, not necessarily, notifying Mr. Flynn that he's under investigation, you need an attorney present. He never did any of that. Plus, you know, the filter that goes on, if you are the FBI and you come in and you have an intent to ask questions of White House staff, it's got to go through a whole series of events before you even get there. And the probability would have been zero, zip, nada, that he would have talked on an official capacity to McCabe. Now, remember, it was Andrew McCabe, it was his wife who was trying to take out, got $750,000 from the Clinton Foundation to take out Dick Black, who was running for the state senator position in, now I mean the state senator, not the federal, but the state senator position in Virginia. Because it was Dick Black who knew everything about Hillary Rodham Clinton and Hillary Rodham Clinton funneling money to form ISIS along with President Barack Hussein Obama. He knew that. Well, you can't have someone such as Dick Black's stature running for office unabated. So it was McCabe's wife who, what did she do? She ran a campaign at the last minute, pretty much at the behest of Hillary Rodham Clinton, to shut up Dick Black because they didn't want him talking out there. And it was, yes, Andrew McCabe's wife. We just, you know, forget about those things. But it was Andrew McCabe who set up the payment as an FBI agent between the Clinton Foundation and his wife, $750,000 to take out. And where's that at? That's clearly a campaign violation. And the FBI is helping to do that. You see why this is kind of like a sensitive thing right now. And coming up with Michael Flynn, because Michael Flynn knew all this. Is this just a job to keep Flynn quiet about McCabe and his wife? And of course, this is all known. This is all very well known in Washington circles. I guess the big question, when is this going to happen, right? When is this going to crop up? Just some added little insight into what's going on with the Flynn thing tomorrow. And, of course, the dossier, apparently they did finally bring over some documents to the White House about the dossier, and they're looking it over. And this dossier, of course, has been a machination of Obama and Hillary Clinton. In fact, they paid for the dossier. The Clinton campaign paid for it. This is the whole thing that links them all together with the Russian collusion case, which there's no case. They've been dreaming the case up, this collusion case against Trump. And now the nightmare is here. It's for them, though. Let's see how this thing plays out. I think there's going to be more fallout, especially in January, than they had ever hoped for. Because remember, the president has the Senate.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Okay, so we've got Call Me the Liar. Yeah, it takes real hubris to... The headline on Fox News is, Comey dubbed amnesiac with incredible hubris. Back on Hill for a new round of grilling. Grilling. This is the... It's a great article, actually. This was written by Greg Wilson. Former FBI Director James Comey is back on the Hill for an encore after a controversial appearance more than a week ago in which he told lawmakers seeking answers over the FBI's handling of the Trump-Russia collusion probe some versions of I don't know at least 245 times. Wow. So you got the question, I don't know, 245 times or some version of it. And of course, did he lie about that? Did they catch him in a perjury trap? Comey is set to testify behind closed doors again Monday before members of the House Oversight and Judiciary Committee. The prior December 7th session left lame duck Republican lawmakers fuming as Comey repeatedly said, I don't remember, I don't know, and I don't recall. When grilled about the investigations, Republicans believed were aimed at hurting President Trump. The questioning covered the FBI's probe of Hillary Clinton's email server and how a counterintelligence investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election morphed into an all-encompassing probe of Trump's inner circle, including the obtaining of FISA warrants used to spy on American citizens. Comey just thinks he's always right, and it doesn't matter if everyone else concludes he did wrong. A furious Representative Trey Gowdy said after the initial session, he knows better. Shame on you. Trey Gowdy, come on. Shame on you. Shame on you, James Comey. Trey Gowdy. Good God, Trey Gowdy. What do you expect? He's lying to you. I'm sorry, but Trey Gowdy's probably not what everybody thinks he is. He knows better. Shame on you. I'm sorry. He knows better. This is the line. I'm reading the line here in the story. Quote, he knows better. So that's what it's like to interview an amnesiac with incredible hubris. And this is what we get. Comey just thinks he's always right, and it doesn't matter if everyone else concludes he did wrong. No, it doesn't, Trey. Hello? He is a born-again criminal. You know, Trey, you're leaving Congress as a laughingstock, actually, with that kind of stuff. A transcript of the marathon interview was released on December 8th, demonstrating in black and white that the fired FBI boss lacked responsiveness and the tension between the former Republican and GOP lawmakers. Comey then gave a talk in New York when she called the Trump presidency an attack on our values and beseeched Americans to get off the couch and vote Trump out of office in 2020. Trump responds and tweets back. On 245 occasions, former FBI director told House investigators he did not know, didn't recall, or couldn't remember things when asked. Opened investigations on four Americans, not two, didn't know who signed off, and didn't know Christopher Steele. All lies, is what he says. Comey also raised eyebrows when he told MSNBC a week ago that he broke protocol. Now listen to this. In order to send FBI agents to interview President Trump's national security advisor, Michael Flynn, in 2017. The new details about the fateful interview, which led to criminal charges against Flynn, are sure to come up in Monday's interview. The judge handling Flynn's guilty plea case has raised new questions about how the affair was handled. Asked to describe how the two FBI agents ended up in the White House to interview Flynn in January of 2017, Comey, speaking to MSC Nicole Wallace during a forum discussion last Sunday, said flatly, "I sent them." This is what I was saying earlier. Comey went on to acknowledge the way the interview was set up, not through the White House counsel's office, but arranged directly with Flynn. It was not standard practice. He called it something I probably wouldn't have done or maybe gotten away with within a more organized administration. In other words, he knew that this was a brand new administration coming in, and there were still some formalities that Flynn enjoyed with the FBI because of Flynn's honest work with them before. But in the context now of a new administration, Flynn's on the other team. He's fair game. He's fresh meat for Comey. This is what happens in totalitarian regimes. At some point, this is all going to stop, and it's going to come careening down on the heads of people like Comey. And we're going to start really rounding up some more very usual suspects. During the questioning earlier this month, Comey said the FBI's counterintelligence investigation into potential ties between the Trump campaign and Russian initially focused on four Americans and whether they were connected to the Russian efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. Comey did not identify the Americans, but said Trump. Then the Republican candidate was not among them. Of course not. Comey dodged questions connected with the current Mueller-led probe, including whether his May 2017 firing by Trump constituted obstruction of justice. The Republican-led committee interviewed Comey as part of the investigation into FBI actions in 2016, a year when the Bureau, in the heat of the presidential campaign, recommended against charges for Clinton and opened an investigation into Russian interference in the election. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Another one bites the dust. Well, he hasn't bitten the dust yet. I think he's got some things going on. OTS, I don't know what it is, but he's got something going on. He's got some sort of a taste in his mouth right now. We'll be back. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. Great, great call last night, conference call. Lots of people listening. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America.
Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, I'll give you the shortcut. This is the secret now. It's total top secret. The shortcut to Agenda 21 Radio is a21r.com. Shocking. I want to thank everybody who emailed in and phone called in. We had an opportunity to do the Sunday Slam, and it was kind of interesting. The way the Sunday Slam was conducted, I was in a certain location I cannot reveal to you. And it went a little bit later. It started a little bit later than I thought it was going to start. But we were in a location far, far away. And so that's why if it sounded a little remote, that's because it was remote. Just to kind of let you know. Anyway, but I did enjoy the comments. And in the later part of the afternoon, of course, when everything, we were a little bit more focused on what was going on in the studio, because we were in the studio, we of course, did some really good things. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and also going and visiting to the website. Last night, we had just a spectacular number of people that were involved in our New California Monday, it's the first and third Sunday night phone call, conference call that we put on, and just a spectacular number. I'm just really impressed, and of course that number is growing with each week as we go along. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, 821R.com and NewCaliforniaState.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.